Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from Channel 9, reporting partners at KMBC. A Johnson County resident was robbed at gunpoint while selling a gaming computer in Mission Hills. Yes, that Mission Hills. Prairie Village Police, they're outsourced to patrol Mission Hills, so they're the lead on the investigation. Prairie Village Police are investigating an armed robbery that occurred last evening in the driveway of a home on West 56th Street. The robbery happened around 7 o'clock when a resident attempted to sell a gaming computer to a buyer that they had met through Facebook Marketplace. After the exchange, the suspect pointed a handgun at the individual and demanded that they walk away. The suspect fled in a gray Kia with at least two others inside. Of course, if you have any information, because they don't have anybody in custody, tips hotline 816-474-8477.
Okay. How brazen do you have to be to roll up into Mission Hills in a Kia? And I'm not knocking the Kia, but let's be honest, this one was probably stolen. How brazen do you have to be to roll up in Mission Hills, I assume up the driveway, which, by the way, most of those houses are not street side.
Yeah, those are long driveways.
Knowing there are surveillance cameras in that town everywhere.
Yeah, but it was 7 o'clock. It was already dark.
I mean,
outside.
Scott, my God. I'm telling you, I have said it 10,000 times on this program. Stop selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace that you do not plan to meet someone at a police station to do that transaction.
I don't think this was an adult selling this.
Probably not, Sam. We don't know that, but probably not.
I would have to guess it was probably a teen who has taken affinity to building gaming consoles, PCs like this. And when they build a new one, what do you do with the old one? You sell it.
Okay. If you live in Mission Hills or you live with your parents in Mission Hills, mm-hmm. do you really need the money?
You need to make your own money when your parents say, I'm not giving you money to do what you want to do.
Okay.
I grew up with a lot of very well-off friends whose parents were well-off.
I'm not victim blaming. I'm not.
You're about to.
The point is, if you listen to this program with any regularity, we've had 96,000 stories like this in the stack in the last 2 weeks. Yep. They just arrested two women who said they specifically started a fake Facebook account to scam people selling electronic crap on Facebook Marketplace to rob them. One of them was almost killed over a game controller. You just cannot trust. And you know what, Sam? I'm sure there's millions of great Facebook Marketplace transactions every single day. It is Russian roulette in this town right now. If you are meeting somebody, you're either going to get a good person, and I hope that you do, or you're not, and you're going to get a gun pointed in your face. And so you have to ask yourself, is it worth the $25 or $50 or $100 to hope that this is a normal, real-life human being on Facebook that is not going to rob me? The answer is no. There is no amount of money worth your life. Meet up at the police station And you will never run into a bad person. You know why? Because a bad person that wants to stick a gun in your face is not going to do that in a police station parking lot.
When was the last time you rolled through Mission Hills and didn't see a cop?
It is patrol. Mission Hills is bigger than you think it is, Sam, but it is patrolled
by Prairie Village.
Well,
yeah. Every time I drive down 63rd Street through that specific neighborhood,
which says
these
guys
don't
care.
An officer
these,
sitting.
Well, these ne'er-do-wells did not care.
Here, I don't know a lot about crime, and normally because I don't do it, but I guarantee you that the ne'er-do-wells in that Kia, stolen or not, I guarantee you they did not pull up in that driveway. Whoever the guy was with the gun, they park the key on the curb. He gets out, walks up the driveway to the kid.
Gets the getaway.
You're not backing that thing up, you know, with the possibility of there being traffic going by. You're just going to jump in the car and take off. Keep this in mind, and you're right about there's going to be cameras everywhere, but this occurred at 7 o'clock at night. It is dark at 7 o'clock at night. And first of all, no, we're not doing it in my driveway, especially at assuming this is a teenager or a young adult, especially in the driveway of my parents' beautiful large home. And we're definitely not doing it at night.
However, I'm not going to victim blame. Here's why. If this, in fact, was a kid home from college or, you know, if this was a younger person and not the homeowner, maybe they are not listening to this show with the regularity that our older listeners tune in faithfully every single day. And God knows we appreciate it and thank you for that. They're not going to know. I sent another text to my children and my bonus child, so five, and said the act of getting in your car and going to sell something it's over. We're not doing that anymore here. If you have to do it, meet them at a police station. And if you can't, it's not worth the $20.
Dana, you've gotten to me. I'm always the guy that says it's not that scary. If you live in fear like this 24/7, how do you live?
It's too many.
I've had an Xbox sitting on my office floor that I want to sell for months now, and I don't want to put it up for sale because these stories keep happening, and they always happen with electronics.
I actually wonder, do you think these women bailed out and this is them? But it's not. These are three young men
in IKEA. We don't know that. We just know that there was a young man in his 20s, who allegedly pointed the gun at him, and there were two other people in the car. We don't know if they were men or women.
Channel 9 story has an update that they are, at least one of them is a male in his 20s.
That's the thief.
That's the thief who fled, well, the robber, the armed robber,
right,
who fled in a gray Kia. I guarantee you that car is stolen with at least two other occupants.
Yep.
And no one was hurt, right?
No.
No one was hurt, but again,
she
my
started
God,
selling
it's
stuff,
not worth it.
Online on Facebook Marketplace, and I found this out from a guy at my front door. I don't even really know what it is. I think it's just putting your home address on the open internet. She doesn't sell used cars. There's like a big money coming in. She sells stuff that should be thrown away. She sold an old kid's folding chair for $5. Best case scenario, we receive $5. Worst case, our whole family is murdered.
By the way, it always amazes me. I'm not making fun of anybody. But the things that when we read a story that some of the texters want to argue with, several people are writing in, that address is in Fairway. No, it is not. I Google mapped it. It is just west of, I'm not going to tell you what street it's west of. It is in Mission Hills, clearly.
It is the Prairie Village Police Department that issued the press release.
Prairie Village does not police. They're not contracted to police the city of Fairway. Fairway has its own police department.
Darling little town. I love them both.
By the way, the Fairway Police, or the Prairie Village Police Department, pardon me, has two spots with a sign that says Safe Exchange Zone. This area is under 24-hour surveillance. In an emergency, call 911. For a non-emergency, call the number.
Right. Okay. 913-586-7798. Thankfully, whoever it was selling this gaming computer is okay. And I'm not blaming the victim. All I'm saying is that there were some bad decisions that were being made for a couple of bucks.
Or someone that just believes the best in humanity and does not listen to Dana and Parks in the last year that I've been screaming about this.
Well, let that young
person,
man or woman, come sit in here and you and I can make them a skeptic within a week. Make them distrust all humanity.
What were the cities this week? It was Independence, Lee's Summit.
Overland Park.
Overland Park.
Twice in Overland Park.
Kansas City proper.
Kansas City, Missouri. That's
now
right.
Mission
and
Hills.
Now Mission Hills.
That's in
That's one week
in our stack.
Correct.
Six cities.
Mm-hmm. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. If you want to weigh in here on Dana and Parks.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.